Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding.
Welcome to the Attractions Podcast. You are all clear for dispatch. Have fun.
Yes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 131 of the Attractions Podcast, sponsored by Destinations with Character Travel. I'm Carly.
And I'm Matt.
And we are here to talk about the latest and greatest in theme park news and more, as well as kind of what's going on in our own lives. So, Matt, did you do anything fun this week?
I did so much that I can't even think of what I did. Got to go out to Raglan Road to check out their St. Patrick's Day celebrations, which are over now, but it's always a place to be. Went out to Epcot yesterday to check out the gelato place in Italy.
Yes,
I think it's European National Gelato Day or something is coming up next week. So we're going to have some coverage of that for that day.
That's so fun. Yeah, their gelato is amazing. It's so creamy. I prefer it to the ice cream place in France. It's really good, and they have some really cool flavors.
Yeah, it was my first time there. I tried a few different things. They have some donuts that are really good with ricotta, made from ricotta cheese.
Yes.
And then I had a some kind of coffee, and it was some kind of ice cream with espresso in it, and it came with two little cookies shaped like Mickey, and that was pretty cool.
Ooh, the affogato. Yes, that is a really good one. I was at Dollywood for opening.
I was going to say, what were you doing?
Yes, I was in the presence of the Dolly Parton.
So nice. That
was amazing. I got to actually, I mean, not a full interview, but I got to ask her one question. So
nice.
That was really cool. And it was a great opening weekend. The weather, it snowed. So their opening was delayed by a day, but it kind of made for a perfect opening weekend because it wasn't crazy. You know,
now, was there snow around the park and on the trees when you went?
It fully melted. So opening day was Saturday, it was closed because of the snowstorm, and it was all melted by Sunday.
I bet it's the park's really pretty anyway, but I met with snow in the trees. It's probably
Melted quickly, but it was awesome. I'm excited they're back. Wild Eagle, Lightning Rod, some of the best coasters out there. You have to get to Dollywood.
Yeah.
So without any further ado, let us get into the news for the week. Okay, so this is a big one that kind of sent a lot of Twitter into a flurry. New Disney Vacation Club villas have been planned for the Polynesian Village Resort. So DVC has planned to develop new villas at Walt Disney World's Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. So the Disney's Polynesian villas and bungalows have been around since 2015. There's 380 of them, and they're deluxe studios and those bungalows that everyone sees right on the Seven Seas Lagoon. So these new towers are going to be built on the site of Spirit of Aloha. So sadly, Spirit of Aloha will not be returning. Are you upset, as many people are?
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago, we lost the show at SeaWorld, and now we're losing this one. I think there's still one at Universal, one of the hotels, the Royal Pacific.
Yeah, Royal Pacific, but it hasn't come back, yeah.
That's like the only one, if it comes back, that's like the only one I know of in town now, so right. Yeah.
I know, it's so sad because that's just such a legacy show. It's been around since the 70s. I remember as a little when it was called Mickey's Luau. I mean, it's gone through different iterations over the years, but this kind of hurt me. I was upset. It's so fun, you know, and it was a great deal too, being that included alcohol, wine, and amazing food, and there was unlimited corn dog nuggets. So that, and I feel bad for the performers too. So
yeah, I mean, that's a specific skill set that you can only do certain places. So I know down in Marco Island, Florida, where I'm from, the Marriott has a guy come out on the beach every evening and spin fire and that sort of thing, fire dancing. So, you know, if you're limited to where you basically have to move if you want to do that job and nothing's open.
I know. Yeah, it's a bummer. So these are expected to open in late 2024, and it says it will honor the past while advancing the resort's story. So if you saw some of the artistic renderings, I mean, we don't know what it's going to look like, but it definitely looks a little bit more, I would say, tropical modern.
Yeah, I've seen people complaining that they don't like it, that this could be a hotel anywhere. If you look at the, there was a resort called Reflections Lakeside that was going over by Fort Wilderness. Yes. And that, I guess, got canceled. And I think they kind of merged that into this, because if you look at the concept art for it, it looks very similar to this.
Right.
But it looks good to me. I like it. I think if you look at Alani, you know, if you just looked at what the building looked like from the outside, it doesn't look, you know, Disney. It looks like a another hotel, just like this does. And I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, and maybe we'll get an ode to Spirit of Aloha inside there. Maybe they'll do a little bar or lounge with, you know, some special touches to that. I mean, if not, nice. We'll have to we'll wait for Royal Pacific to open up their Aloha show.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we shall see. Okay, and next we are going to be talking about Sesame Workshop. So they have launched their first educational play center that will be located in, there's going to be 5 locations starting in Gyeonggi Province, South Korea. So this is through a partnership with Seoul-based Avex Creative Group. It will be Sesame Play and Learn will be the first educational play center to open, with 4 more to follow over the next 5 years. There's going to be hands-on cognitive, physical, and socially engaging activities for young children. And they're saying it's going to include cooking, science, art, music and dance, and messy sensory play. And the atmosphere is going to be, of course, filled with your favorite Sesame Street characters and some of the iconic scenery. So this looks pretty cool. I mean, I feel like this concept is kind of popping up all over the country now.
Yeah, it's I like the idea. I love Sesame Street. And before this, the only place you can experience it would be at the Sesame Place theme park or SeaWorld. So it's nice to have these. It's kind of like the Lego Discovery Centers, I guess, where I take the concept of Legoland or the concept of Sesame Street and break it down into smaller activities they can bring into malls or smaller places like that.
Right. And it's something cool, you know, to take parents to do. That's not exactly a theme park. It's indoors. They said there's going to be food, beverage, and merchandise opportunities. So we shall see how this expands. But it kind of reminds me of there was a place in Miami in like the 90s called Kids Town or something.
Where
you could be like a fireman, a doctor. So these are kind of like smaller scales, because those were very elaborate.
Yeah, that I think I'm not sure if it's still there even. I know it was there even later than the 90s. It was later. It was there up until the pandemic, at least. And But and they have those all around the world, and they're really nice. Because it does have the cooking classes and different things there, and looks like there's a little stage and Elmo's room there and everything.
Yeah, so it's a little mini indoor theme park. So we'll keep an eye out on that and see if we'll be getting some like that here. So moving on, we have Sing 2 Sing Along Experience coming to theaters on March 25th. So Illumination Entertainment and Universal Pictures have announced the launch of the Sing 2 Sing Along Experience in theaters nationwide beginning March 25th, 2022. So this is kind of a direct result of how successful it was in the box office, earning $1 billion worldwide since it debuted last December. That's crazy, especially in these times. So they're bringing this kind of unique interactive experience for fans. So it'll be, you know, obviously you're sitting in the theater, you'll be able to sing along to some of your favorite songs. And, you know, there's some big names there, Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, Matthew McConaughey. So they kind of voice the characters. And that's going to start March 25th. Are you going to be going to that?
Probably not. I saw the first Sing movie and I enjoyed it. I haven't yet seen this one. I guess that'd be kind of a neat way to go see it for the first time as a sing-along. But I'm happy to see that it was successful and they're working on this. And
it kind of reminds me of the Rocky Horror sing-alongs. But definitely.
I don't think it'll be quite the same as that.
Yeah, it should be fun. So I think they already started selling tickets online, and we have a link to it on attractionsmagazine.com.
And then speaking of sing-alongs.
Yes. So this is a big one. You can talk and sing about Bruno, because there is a new sing-along version of your favorite Disney musical coming to Disney Plus, starting with Encanto. It debuted actually yesterday on Disney Plus. So it is out now. And so Disney kind of shared a little bit of the report of, you know, what the viewership was like. So on average, Encanto viewers saw it 5 times on Disney Plus, and it has racked up over 180 million rewatches globally since its debut. So Encanto sing-along will introduce new viewers to this popular musical film while allowing loyal fans to follow Lin-Manuel Miranda's lyrics. So you got the family madrigal, and of course, we don't talk about Bruno, the number one Billboard Hot 100 song. Will you be singing along at home?
Probably not. I'm not a good singer. I'm not even don't even like to sing, so I won't be doing that, but it's kind of neat to see. I'm glad they're doing it. For something called We Don't Talk About, it's one of the most talked about, Bruno is one of the most talked about things around right now, but yeah, I'm sure families are going to love this. And like you say, I think it's already out right now, so.
Right. Well, I'm not sure if the parents may not love it. They've already been, you know, tortured with Frozen for the last however many years, hundreds of times. True, and I'm hearing true. That Encanto is the same thing, with parents having to watch it every single day. But later this year, they are going to have additional sing-along. So hopefully you could switch up your repertoire. They will be doing a sing-along for Frozen, Frozen 2, Beauty and the Beast, your 1991 version, and also the live action 2017 version.
Oh, nice.
So at least, you know, you'll have a little bit of a repertoire to play with later on this year.
Yeah, if your kid, you get tired of hearing your kids sing one, you switch to another one. So.
Oh, yeah. So that's good news. Now we are going to the Netherlands, where the theme park Efteling has announced an interactive Alice in Wonderland pop-up tea party. And this will be in celebration of the park's 70th anniversary. And it's totally a perfect fit because it is very fairy tale based theme park. And so this is going to open March 28th and run every single day to the fall, October 3rd. And visitors are invited to play a role in the Mad Tea Party, hosted by the Mad Hatter and March Hare. So the party will be held on a field. It'll be all day long, very green, lots of outdoor activities, you know, to keep it kind of, they're going for like COVID friendly to keep it outside. There's going to be tablescapes with teacups, cakes, party hats, a souvenir stand, snacks, drinks, and it's all going to be, you know, scenes recalling the famous children's book. So this seems really cool.
Yeah, it seems neat. And a lot of people think of Alice in Wonderland, they probably think of Disney or whatever, and you don't realize that that's, you know, not copyrighted anymore. So anybody can put on an Alice in Wonderland themed whatever. So that's great.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. At a California Adventure, we have the Alice in Wonderland teacup thing. So we are now having a whole moment with cupcake decorating and whatnot. Have you been to Efteling?
No, I keep hearing people say, you know, we had a couple of comments of how they love that park, and I want to go. It sounds awesome, but I just haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah, same. Yeah, that's definitely high up on my list. I'm going to go there, and also Thorpe Park in England.
Yep.
Okay, so moving on, we have Universal Studios Florida opens a disability-friendly quiet room. So this has been installed for guests who might need a little bit of a break from the overstimulation of the theme park. It's welcome to anyone, but of course it's for, you know, visitors who are maybe on the autism spectrum or have other cognitive disabilities. And there's rubber floor tiles to kind of dampen the noise. There's a panel wall with activities, dim lighting, and 2 hidden tunnels. And this is absolutely free for anyone to use. And if you're familiar with Universal, so it's in Universal Studios Florida Park. So right when you go in and enter, to the right is guest services and the audience center. So it's going to be, the room's going to be right over there. So yep. I think this is a nice step.
Yep, right in there with first aid. And They don't have it to the other parks yet, but you never know. They have a different area, quiet areas, I guess, at the other parks, but not a specific room for this. I mean, I could see, I wish they would expand on this and just open like napping rooms and charge me to go in there and take a nap. I would do it. But this is great for the kids and adults that just get a little bit overloaded with everything going on in the theme parks and need a break.
Absolutely. And it's just so nice to see a lot of parks are moving towards this. You know, when Peppa Pig just opened, the entire land resort became autism certified. So I think it's, and I just saw, I believe it was this week, Thorpe Park announced that they were moving towards that. So I think this is something we're going to see industry wide, you know, just think of ways to be more accommodating to everyone. So I'm glad Universal has done this, and then I'm sure we'll see it at Islands of Adventure soon.
Yeah, they should, depending on the use of it and you know, how many people end up using it, they could expand it to the other parks or just make this one a little larger as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love to see the nap pod idea, you know, like, like airports. Take a little break. Okay. And new Wildlife Explorers Base Camp has now opened at the San Diego Zoo. So the Denny Sanford Wildlife Explorers Base Camp is the most anticipated opening at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance history. So it's officially open now, and it's going to be a multi-zone, multi-ecosystem experience. So this is really cool. So Brooke Shields was on hand to welcome the opening of this expansion, which is the largest one to date. So there's a bunch of different zones. There is a rainforest zone that is 10,000 square feet, centered around the McKinney Family Spineless Marvels building. And here you can kind of, you know, interact obviously with creatures from the rainforest. There's spiders, scorpions, grasshoppers. And then moving along, we have the Wild Woods. This looks really cool. If you see the picture, there's going to be squirrel monkeys. I think those are the ones that fly through the air.
Oh, yeah.
They jump through the air. And then in this zone is also going to have kind of some play opportunities, good for kids. There's a waterfall, splash pad. Other zones include marsh meadow with snakes and crocodiles, lizards and such. Desert dunes, where there's going to be some prairie dogs in there, and the entire Wildlife Explorers Base Camp is included with admission to the San Diego Zoo. Have you been there?
The San Diego? I was there once, and it was part of a tour, so we were there a really short time. I got a good overview of the place, and it's really nice. One of the most famous zoos in the United States. Absolutely. And it's awesome that they've added this stuff. It looks really fun for adults and kids.
Definitely, definitely worth a trip down to San Diego if you are on the West Coast. Okay. So turning red creators and actors talk girl gangs, boy bands, and normalizing puberty. So if you've seen Turning Red, it is Pixar Studios' 25th animated feature, and it spotlights an Asian family, and it is the first to be solo directed by a female. It's now streaming on Disney Plus, and it, kind of shows the messy sides of a young girl going through puberty. And it's very, you know, in an authentic voice, totally relatable. And they did a virtual press junket where they kind of discussed why they thought it was important to go into puberty, female friendships, evolving relationships between a mother and a daughter, which is a big theme of the movie. And it is directed by Domei Shi, who you may remember from the Pixar short Bao from 2018. And this Turning Red is kind of an autobiographical inspired film, just kind of her growing up as a Chinese Canadian in Toronto, Canada. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I loved it. What about you?
I absolutely loved it. I watched it last night for the first time. And I can kind of tell if I love a movie if I only pause once and like run to use the bathroom and get a water. And that was my experience. And I think it's my favorite since Onward.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
Yeah, I loved it. One of the reasons I liked it is it's almost like a superhero movie. It's like she's got these powers and she has to learn how to live with these these superpowers and what's she going to do with them and how she's going to use them. But, you know, set as a young girl who has to deal with her family and her mom and her grandparents and aunts and everybody.
Explores a lot of themes, you know, family and personal journey, coming of age. So it's so good. And the boy band stuff is just hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I watched it with my son, who's 22 years old, and he loved it too. And my wife liked it as well. And I know there's controversy. There's a few voices out there that don't like, oh my gosh, you can't talk about this stuff to little kids. But, you know, little kids are the ones that are going to be affected by it. It's like an adult subject. It's puberty.
Of course. And it's like, you know, if you go back and watch some of the shows that I watched as a kid, like Pee-wee's Playhouse, they're talking about some really adult stuff that I definitely did not notice was even happening as a kid.
Right.
So people don't need to worry.
Yeah. I saw one parent say, my child watched it. My child was like six or something, watched it, and all that just went over their head. They didn't know, absolutely, you know, anything about that, but they loved the movie. So if you want more information, our full story from the press conference is on our website. So you can get more details on, you know, what the creators were thinking when they put in this different stuff in the movie.
Yeah. It's a really great story. Okay, so Netflix and Dr. Seuss announced a 5 new animated series and specials. So Netflix and Dr. Seuss Enterprises are coming together to showcase the whimsical world of Dr. Seuss on the streaming service with 5 new animated preschool-targeted series and specials. So the new projects are going to be inspired by Horton Hears a Who, The Sneetches, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, and Wacky Wednesday, as well as the character Fidwick the Big-Hearted Moose. So this will kind of anchor Netflix expanded preschool content, and they're going to explore themes of diversity and respect through engaging stories and distinctive visuals that's Dr. Seuss is known for. So this is going to be executive produced by Dustin Farrer, who you may know from Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. And these look really cool. I mean, it's like, it's iconic how often this, you know, anything Dr. Seuss can be redone. You know, it's going to live forever, essentially.
Yeah, I was excited when I heard this because there's another. What's the Netflix show that came out first with Dr. Seuss? I can't remember the name of it.
But, oh yes,
Green Eggs and Ham,
Green
right?
Green Eggs and Ham, yes.
Yeah. And I think that one was geared more towards older kids than preschool, but it was really well done. And even though this is geared towards preschool, I think I'm going to check it out anyway.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah. And Green Eggs and Ham is actually coming back for a second season.
Oh, nice.
Next month. But yeah, they say it's targeted towards preschool, but I'm sure we will all love it. And there's going to be for the One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, there's going to be an accompanying music video following the adventures of two fish. So I think that should be really cool.
Have you ridden the One Fish, Two Fish ride at Universal?
Yes. That is one of my favorite lands at Universal. So Cat in the Hat is my like must go on every single time. Yeah. I'm in the park. It's so cute. It's just, it's so well done. And those rides.
The Cat in the Hat is a do every time. The Red Fish, Blue Fish is only if you want to get soaked.
Right, exactly. It has to be really hot. But
on the ride, there's a little song. And apparently if you listen to the song and follow kind of what it says, you won't get as wet. So
right, you're supposed to listen to the directions. But I honestly can barely hear it because there's always so much going on. So I'm like, I'm just going to succumb to getting wet. Yeah, so those should be coming to Netflix soon. And we will keep up to date on everything, and maybe there'll be some reviews from you or someone on, you know, our thoughts on the series. So that's exciting.
Yep. Cool. Okay.
Yes. And some foodie news. New springtime food and drinks have been announced for Walt Disney World and Disneyland. So the biggie first is the new Swirls on the Water at Disney Springs. So that took over the old Aristocrates place, if you remember. And it's basically a kiosk exclusively dedicated to Dole Whip, but more importantly, exciting flavors of Dole Whip and kind of a crazy creation. So there's a Dole Whip Lime and Habanero Soft Serve Nachos. That's going to have waffle cone chips with Dole Whip Lime and Habanero Soft Serve, Mango Boba Pearls, Tajin Spice, Raspberry Sauce, and Whipped Cream. There's going to be the 50th Celebration Cone, which is the lemon and cookie dough swirled together. And then what I'm excited to try is the Sangria Float. So they're going to swirl red wine sangria with Dole Whip. And it looks delicious in the videos that I've seen so far. And then there's all food that has been added to different parks and resorts. At a Backlot Express coming the end of this month on March 29th at Hollywood Studios, they're going to be adding some springtime foodie items. And if you remember the Cuban sandwich that has popped up before, that's going to be back along with a smoked barbecue pulled pork burger, a teriyaki tofu bowl, and a chicken Southwest salad. Plus the return of the Wookiee cookie. Have you had one?
I have not had a Wookiee cookie, but I want one.
They are delicious. It is just like the softest oatmeal cookie you possibly imagine. It's absolutely delicious. I can't wait.
Is there filling inside of it?
Yes, there's kind of like a thick cream. I don't really know how to explain it. You know, like not quite a frosting where it's that dense, kind of in between. Right. The cookie was my favorite part because I don't like super, super sweet, but you could just kind of break the cookie off. And then eat the cream as you want. Yeah, so that's exciting. Also makes for a good photo. And then at Animal Kingdom, Kusafari Coffee Shop and Bakery, which is a favorite kind of underground spot for foodie favorites, they have a marinated pork flatbread sandwich that sounds delicious. There's going to be a little cucumber tomato salad on there, harissa aioli and greens, and then their spiced potato hand pies are back. And these are kind of filled, like they're like empanadas filled with veggies, potatoes, and a little bit of a spice. And there's some aioli on the side. And then they have new cold brew iced coffee and cold brew iced coffee float at Dino Bites.
Nice.
There's a lot going on. And that hand pie is really good. So it's a nice little snack.
It goes on and on. If you want to check our website, we got a list of all the different foods and some photos there.
Yes, there's a lot. I have to point out at Port Orleans, obviously they have the Mickey-shaped beignets, but what do you think about this oyster beignet po' boy that they are selling?
I'm not an oyster fan, so I think I'd pass on that one. But.
No, I love like fresh oysters on the half shell, but I'm not sure about a fried oyster in between a Mickey beignet with Cajun remoulade.
Yeah, that sounds like tastes that shouldn't be together. And oysters are kind of chewy, aren't they? I don't know.
I like them raw because you could just throw them back.
Right.
Cocktail sauce. So I am not.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I'm gonna be trying this.
You're gonna have to go try that for us.
I'll try the new cocktails. So there's some Bloody Marys. Old Key West is getting in the action. If you've ever been to Gurgling Suitcase, it's a wonderful little poolside bar that's there, and they're gonna have some shrimp fritters. So there's a lot going on, and then we have to give a shout out to Disneyland. Red Rose Tavern in Fantasyland, which is an amazing spot. They're known for the gray stuff, which is obviously delicious. They brought back the Beast Breakfast Burger, which I want to try. It sounds really good. Yeah, so it's an Angus patty with bacon orange marmalade, egg, and arugula. And I've heard that that's really
interesting.
Good.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. And that spot has been kind of been an overlooked gem at Disneyland. They always are adding some seasonal stuff. They had, during Halloween, they had like a little gray stuff with a tomb on top of it. So they have some cool stuff going on.
Nice. And then back to the Dole Whips. I need to get out there and try that. I live right down the street from Disney Springs, but I haven't been out yet. But I'm a weird one in that I don't really like the normal Dole Whip. It's all right. It's nothing special to me. But I'm interested in the Dole Whip flights because, I'd like to try some different flavors of Dole Whip and see, what would be good. And I need a friend to bring with me, but I want to try those nachos.
Yes. Good.
Just because.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I think regular Dole Whip is kind of overrated. So I usually like to do, if I'm craving it, which is very seldom, the raspberry swirled with the pineapple.
Nice.
So I'm excited for these creations. I'm really excited for the sangria. So that's probably what I'm going to be trying very soon. Okay, so that's all we had for you this week for the news in the queue. And before we get to this week's main attraction, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor.
Here at Destinations with Character Travel, we offer the best experience with your travels. Need to visit the thrilling Disneyland Resort, Walt Disney World? Maybe lounge about on a Disney cruise or any other major cruise line? No problem. So if you're looking for a stress and hassle-free vacation, visit us at www.destinationswithcharacter.com. Contact us today and let us plan a magical vacation for you and your family.
Bringing you your top news story of the week. Whether from your backyard or from around the world, it's time for the main attraction!
Okay, you probably could have guessed what it, our main attraction was this week, but Sony and Merlin have joined forces to bring the world of Jumanji to life. So this is going to be a multi-territory exclusivity agreement that will develop and operate attractions, rides, lands, retail outlets, and themed hotel rooms. And these will be all based on the studio's successful Jumanji franchise. So this is big. So it's they're going to keep the original 1995 Robin Williams version, and then they also can play in all, you know, all the new ones with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And so this exclusive agreement is with Merlin, who, as I'm sure you know, is Europe's tops and world's second largest tourism attraction operator. They have Legoland, Madame Tussauds, Sea Life, and now the Peppa Pig. So they're going to be bringing this franchise across their network. So we don't really know exactly what the future holds, but we do know that the first foray into this will be Jumanji the Adventure, the world's first Jumanji-themed ride. And it will be opening April 2nd at Merlin's Gardaland Resort in Italy. And they already have a second version of this in development for a 2023 launch at a different theme park that we do not know. So Jumanji the Adventure is a dark ride that will transport guests to the world of Jumanji. So are you excited for this?
I am. I don't know that I'll get to that park to see it, but hopefully we'll get some videos and stuff. We have a couple of videos on our website now, teasing it. And what's interesting is Merlin is also Legoland. So
yes.
Hopefully we'll get some Jumanji rides at Legoland parks as well.
I mean, that would be such a perfect fit at Legoland Florida Resort because you have all that natural kind of lush landscape already, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm hoping that they bring Jumanji the attraction there. And it sounds really cool. You're in unique multi-motion vehicles that will spin and roll to simulate the movements of an off-road experience. I'm kind of getting some like dinosaur Indiana Jones vibes, you know, which would kind of make sense.
And which is great because Indiana Jones ride, everybody loves it. So if it's a copy of that, but with Jumanji, that's awesome.
There's going to be a hotel fully themed Jumanji rooms that's going to coincide with the opening, or actually going to open later this year, Jumanji the Adventure in Italy. So maybe we will get another Legoland resort that is Jumanji themed.
Yeah, the Legoland loves the theme room, so that'd be cool to have a Jumanji. And I don't think there's any Jumanji Lego sets out, but I assume those will be coming as well.
That just struck me. I was like, I need to Google that to see if they have any, because that would be such a perfect fit.
Yeah, it would. And that of course, if they do the rooms in Legoland Hotel, that's what they'd be themed after, not just Jumanji, but the Lego version of Jumanji. I assume on the ride, maybe you'll start out in a kid's room or something, playing a video game. I think the ride is off the new Jumanji, not the original with Robin Williams, not the board game, because they have these actors here that helped launch the information about the ride, and you can tell that those are from the new movie there. So, something will happen, and you'll get sent into the world of Jumanji. So that's really cool. I went to Hawaii a couple of years ago, and Aulani is not far from I can't remember the name of the ranch. It's Koala Ranch or something like that. But it's a ranch where they filmed basically almost every other movie you've heard of that was set in the jungle or anything. Wow. Jurassic Park was filmed there. King Kong was filmed there. But Jumanji was filmed there as well. And we got to see a couple of places where they filmed parts of the movie there. So that was really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, I mean, it's so surprising that it's took over 25 years to, you know, bring this to the themed entertainment amusement world. So I am excited. We will keep you posted if we hear of anything coming to the States.
Yeah, the other thing that Merlin owns is Madame Tussauds. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine them not just getting wax figure of the Rock, which they already have, but one of his character from this movie and Jack Black and everyone.
Yeah, that would be really cool. So we will keep you posted. Before we go, I want to thank our sponsor, Destination Character Travel, once again. And I want to remind everyone to please give us a review on Apple Podcasts and leave a rating on Spotify. That really helps. And if you want more coverage from us and Attraction Magazine, I am on Instagram at Adventures by Carly and Twitter, Carly Caramana. What about you, Matt?
Well, if you want to follow Attractions, we're at attractionsmagazine.com, at Attractions on Twitter, at Attractions Magazine on Instagram, YouTube, and I think we're at Attractions on TikTok as well. If you want to follow me personally, at Matt Boom on Twitter and at Attractions Matt on Instagram.
Yes, and until next week, I hope you all stay safe, try something new, but most importantly, have fun. We will see you next week. Thank you all for tuning in. Bye.